Ruby Taylor of Wordsley is looking for teddy boy and girl memories. The teddy boys and girls of the 1950s were the first generation of British teenage rebels. They shocked the nation with their brill-creamed hair, their drainpipe trousers and their rock and roll music. Sadly, many are no longer with us, so I am doing research into the memories of the last surviving teddy boys and girls of the 1950s in Norwich. I want to try to uncover the truth of what it meant to be a Ted for some original research I'm doing for my university degree. To do this, I would love to hear your stories and experiences of being a Ted at this time. Why did you become a Ted? What clothes did you wear? What did you get up to in your free time? Did you go to dances or to the cinema? Can you remember going out together as Teddy Boy and Teddy Girl? What reactions did you get from parents, teachers and other adults? What did it mean to you to be a Teddy Boy or a Teddy Girl? Have you kept the faith and stuck with some of the style and music of the time into older age? Are there any Teddy Boys and Girls who got married in the 50s and 60s still together? I would be really interested in all your memories of the time. Please contact me at ruby3.taylor@live.uwe.ac.uk or write to me at Narrowboat Mallard, Dadford's Wharf, Bridge Street, Wordsley. The address again is Narrowboat Mallard, Dadford's Wharf, Bridge Street, Wordsley.
Michael Duncombe of Norwich remembers Jane Anne with great affection. Long before her appointment to the Bank of England Finance Policy Committee, which she joins in April 2020, Dame Jane Anne Gadier had a rather more humble post in finance. She was, for some time in the 90s, while at Aviva, treasurer at St Mary Magdalene's Silver Road. We followed her progress and that of her family with interest. She was educated in Norfolk, where she worked before going to RBS in 2001 as an assistant to Fred Goodwin, then a CEO at Virgin Money. Her honorary degree from the UEA is entirely fitting. She is probably the most significant woman banker in the UK, a champion of family life, and someone who is happy to speak about her own mental health problems. We congratulate Jane Anne on her considerable achievement and wish her and her family many blessings.
Why not use some common sense, says Nicola Caudle of Mattishall. I sympathise with the family of two-year-old Darcy Lewis, who had to pay the full adult price of £16.95 when they visited Raw Dinosaur Adventure, as the little girl measured over 90 centimetres tall. I can understand the park's new ruling, as many people can abuse the system, getting their older children in for free. However, on this occasion, why did not common sense prevail? It would have done the dinosaur attraction's reputation far more good.
P. Freer of Norwich thinks the bus lane is a crazy decision. Regarding the bus lane leading up to the Castle Mall car park, it seems no thought has been given to this. It appears that the council expect drivers to go up Rose Lane in the right-hand lane and then cut across buses to enter Castle Mall car park. It seems a crazy idea. A bit like spending £2.7 million on this scheme.
And finally, Jennifer Fitzgerald of King's Lynn. I was intrigued to see a pair of Nissen huts in the paper recently. My older brother and I were born in a Nissen hut in 1948 and 1949. Like many cities, Norwich suffered a housing crisis in the post-war years, while there were many military camps around which were no longer used. Starting as squatters, young families moved into the empty huts. Soon the position was regularised, with rent being paid. Sadly, my brother died as a baby from what is now known as cot death, but I lived there until I was about 18 months old, along with my parents and my older sister and brother, who were born elsewhere. Eventually, my father took a job with a Tide house and we moved. My address on my identity card was 9A Woodlands Drive, Old Catton. I know that Woodlands Drive still exists, but the current homes bear no relation to my time there.